Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Jake.
Yes, sir.
Did you know it is our anniversary month?
How long have we been married?
No, the show.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I did know
the
that,
show's actually. Anniversary. We are turning 6 years old, and to celebrate that,
we're going to first grade.
Close. We're giving a discount on our Patreon. If you join the year-long subscription to the Patreon, you can get 15% off during the month of May. You can find out everything about our Patreon at patreon.com/thecritshow. But all tiers for the month of May are 15% off when you sign up for the annual membership. Is that as exciting as first grade?
You know, now that I'm kind of remembering back to first grade, that's far better than first grade.
The Crit Show contains elements of horror, fantasy violence, and adult language. Content warnings can be found in the episode description. Tass, we are getting dangerously close to the time when events for Gen Con are going to be announced.
Shut up.
It's that time of the year already.
Jeez.
Listen, I've never said a blanket statement like this before. If you can hear my voice and you have it in your capabilities to make it, not even to Gen Con, but to Indianapolis on the Saturday of Gen Con, we're trying something new for the live show, something we are all extremely excited about, and
oh, yeah.
We will have some details about it soon, including how to get tickets for it. You want to be there.
Oh my God. I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
For just a little context, like that won't give you any clues yet.
Yeah.
I've had to start doing research.
Yeah.
I've had to like start watching some videos and
yeah.
learning some stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be an event. There may even be some special guests. I've already said too much.
Oh.
But as a reminder, you do not have to have a Gen Con badge to come to our live show, but there will be tickets for our live show. We will let you know as soon as those go live. It will probably be relatively soon once we have secured the space. But yes, if you can hear my voice, if you love RPGs, not even if you love Monster of the Week, if you love RPGs, come to this live show.
Yeah. So we'll see you there.
Yeah. Is there anything, now that I've put that cryptic message out there, anything else you want to?
I think we're that's the big one. We're yeah. ready. We're lined up.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Man, Gen Con, get your horses hitched to your wagon. Pack up your gunny sack if you gotta start hiking.
Start heading across the mountains.
Start burrowing your tunnel towards Indianapolis. It is something that we will try to share it after the fact. It will not be the same.
Yeah, no. This is like those big epic movies that you're like, oh, I only watched it on video at home. And
yeah.
like, no, you need the sound shaking your butt in that seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get your butt in that seat. Once we tell you how to get that seat.
Yeah.
Enjoy the episode.
Your party, including the two recovered captives and a wounded Kim, have made your way back to the safety of the train. What are you up to?
I'm definitely going to, you know, see to this bullet wound, you know, pour a bunch of medicine in there.
Just a bottle labeled medicine.
Yeah.
Is this Kim's bullet wound?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Kim is not mortally wounded, there's no need to make the actual heal move here. Lethal harm does just heal in a few days, assuming the wounds are attended to. I think you could use a skill with medicine if you wanted to maybe accelerate that healing. Like, you know, if you fail on the heal move, as you know, the patient dies, but that's not necessary here. So
yeah.
no risk of accidental murder, but it might do some good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tass fails the roll and has the bottle of medicine in his hand, and he moves his thumb and it says anti-medicine.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to be clear. I will be suing you for medical malpractice if you roll a 6 on this. So.
And he is not insured.
That's yeah. fine. I have a few equipment charges left that I can pay you with. 9.
All right.
So you can accelerate this healing. I think we're going to drop the recovery from several days to just about a day. By this time tomorrow, Kim will be back in full work in order, no body roll penalties. I think the cost on this, though, is it expends a bunch of your resources. I think we're going to mark 2 charges off the medical car, knocking you down to 1.
Okay. How are you feeling?
Shitty, but fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you took that like a champ. That was rough.
Well, I was really worried that they were going to shoot you. And so I tried to shoot, but I shouldn't ever handle a gun ever. I'm really bad at it. You're really good at it.
Hey, we got out of there. So collectively, we did something right. We got these guys safe. You're safe. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Well, if we could skip this part next time, that would be ideal for me, I think.
Yeah, I don't mind, too. I've never like look around. I've never really told anybody this, but all this medical stuff, it's so icky. I hate it.
Jumbo's like, could you stomach it for just a little bit longer to take care of my shoulder here? Because
yeah.
I think you got to work on your bedside manner a little bit, bud.
Yeah, that'd be wild if your like doctor said that to you.
I hate this shit.
I never told anyone this before, but I really don't like this medical stuff.
But damn, does it pay.
I'm just guessing.
No, nowhere on any of my character sheets has it ever said doctor, okay?
This is...
It did say
what,
medic,
did you just
though.
Watch like a lot of Grey's Anatomy? Where's the medical knowledge coming from?
He's like...
An ER marathon?
I play a healer in a lot of TTRPGs. I figured it would transfer over.
The only surgical precision I have is the healer slide to somebody's dying body.
I can medic slide to you so good. When I get there, though,
and
no
that's
idea.
That's just him slipping in blood.
Most of the time. That's how it started. But yeah, I'll go ahead and see to Jumbo as well.
I would like to talk to these Iron Striders and figure out what their deal is.
Okay. Are they also just in the medical car, like being tended to here? Do you have them somewhere else?
I think they're with us. I think we just got everyone in here together, especially since that was a very hectic situation and we don't know what the extent of their injuries are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they've clearly been beaten pretty badly. They don't have like anything as severe as gunshot wounds, but yeah, they clearly need some care.
All right, I'll pour some medicine on them too.
Okay.
Pour some no
medicine on me.
Oh, that actually flows better than I would have guessed.
Plague.
Don't let me die.
How are you guys feeling?
They both look up at you like that's kind of an outrageous question. Yeah. One of them, they're both fairly young. One of them is clean shaven, short, dark hair. He says, not great.
Yeah. So really the reason I was asking, we're in a situation here. Obviously, we're not in a great location. I'm not sure how, if you were just on patrol or...
Yeah, we were doing our patrol duties kind of on the south edge of the Jackalope Flats and we got jumped.
Yeah, we're headed further in.
Why?
There's some stuff we got to find. And the problem with that is when we go in, this train becomes incorporeal. You can't stay on it.
Okay.
So how do you feel in the sense of trying to find your way home? Do you have a way to call for help? Do you want to try to come with us?
I mean, I think we can try to make our way back. You don't happen to have any extra horses, do you?
No, they're kind of packaged in with the train.
Right now we're 5 sharing 4.
I mean, I don't know if we'll make it on foot. We were all geared up and on horseback when we got the first time. We're in worse shape now. I can't imagine going further in with you all, though.
I'll turn to Megan. You think with the stuff we've got on the train, we could do something to make one of the cars like also have an engine? Can we send them back like with the caboose and give it some kind of driving force?
What are those the thing that goes on the tracks and then you like pump the
a push cart
hand car?
Yeah.
Maybe we could make one of those.
I feel like that's even more of a sitting duck being on like a push cart.
Something slower than a horse and yeah. on literally on rails.
Yeah, but it's something we could add runes to. we could maybe give them some sort of protection and they wouldn't have to just walk, move a little bit quicker, stay on the track. I think between the workshop and your magic stuff, that might be a bit safer than just sending them out on their own or bringing them with us.
Does it seem like they are in condition to run a pushcart?
With the little bit of treatment that Tass is giving them and a little bit of time to rest here, yeah. Especially if that pushcart is going to be safe. Like, if they don't need to be worrying about keeping an eye out around them or anything. Yeah, I think they'd be able to make it. It wouldn't be a lot worse than them just trying to hoof it, for sure.
We also need the time to build whatever we're sending them on, so.
Yeah.
How many charges would this take of the workshop? Because I think we only have one left.
I think that kind of depends on how well you roll it.
That's fair. So what would this be to kind of combine the elements we have to build something that they can make their way back on that we can protect?
This to me sounds like a gadgeteer role. You know, the part that makes it not mundane is adding the runes, and I think that would be Rev's ability. Well, you don't have engineering, so this couldn't be a teamwork, huh?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it does sound to me like just basically building a gadget. It is a common item, but with an uncommon twist, which therefore doesn't inherently require spending any charges or using any gear. But if you had a complication or something, it could require some charges.
Gotcha.
Could we spend a charge from the library car for the runes, for the magical protection?
Yeah, I think that's fair, because you can invoke these cars as equipment or as aspects. So if anybody's got grit and wanted to spend it to invoke a car as an aspect, like you could invoke the library car to add a +1 to the gadgeteer roll. You could invoke the workshop car, add another +1 to the gadgeteer roll. So go ahead and make your gadgeteer roll.
10.
Nice.
So the gadget works more or less as planned.
More, please.
I don't think this takes an exceedingly long time. Again, this is like a mundane contraption. Seems like the parts to make it wouldn't be hard to assemble. This is like IKEA furniture in the Old West.
Oh, excellent. I'm great at this.
So this is probably a couple hours of investment to get this thing built. And that is enough time for these two to rest and recuperate some and regain some strength as well. Is there anything else you are doing with them, talking to them about, anything like that before you send them off?
So if you were patrolling the southern edge of the Jackalope Flats, is it uncommon for you or any other Iron Striders to be this far into Lost Hope?
We don't usually make our way out here unless we've been called to for some reason. There's not a lot of like civilized folk out here need protecting or anything like that. We just don't have a lot of reason to be out here. So yeah, it's pretty uncommon.
Do you have any sense? Like, they told us that they were going to ransom you, but sitting outside looking in, as soon as, you know, Tass and Kim said that, yeah, they're here to pay the ransom, it seemed like they were setting up a double cross. Like, are they just trying to collect more people? Did you hear them talk about anything as to why they were holding you ransom, but then maybe not actually going to give you up? Were they just going to try to keep ransoming a larger and larger group?
I mean, most of our time was spent with that fella up on the second floor, and he wasn't particularly talkative. I remember a little bit of talk about somebody threw out the phrase double their money. Maybe they just planned to take the first wave hostage too and see if they could get some more coin out of it. Or maybe they just didn't trust you all.
That's so disappointing. I really would have paid the ransom.
I would bet that they just expected to see Iron Strider gear, and maybe when they didn't, that turned them off.
Well, lucky for you, there was an old man making a stew who could sense you were in danger.
Ricketts?
Yeah, you know Ricketts?
We see him around from time to time.
Yeah, he's the one who told us that there were people in the area in danger.
Oh, boy, next time I see his little cauldron, I'm gonna go give him a gift. Ricketts is an odd bird. I've heard other Striders say that he's come to them with, I don't know, riddles or something before, and they proved useful in helping somebody or stopping something bad. Don't know that he's got any particular soft spot for us or anybody, but boy, I'm glad he was in the neighborhood.
Before you got grabbed, did you see anything on your patrol that was out of the ordinary?
No. Patrolling the edge of the flats that's closer to Lost Hope tends to be uneventful, actually. Nobody's really stuck around down that way. As long as you don't cross over into Lost Hope, usually you're going to be okay. Saw some smoke from a train, but he kind of just looks around. I think that was just you all maybe making your way this direction now that I think about it.
You all ever heard the name Constantine?
They both shrug and shake their heads. Name doesn't sound familiar. Why?
Nobody's heard of her. That's awesome.
Should we have?
According to her, but...
I hear she got taken down by somebody really cool named Tass.
Yeah, somebody with a pair of golden guns.
I heard that too.
She says she was like the best gunslinger, but if you haven't heard of her, that can't possibly be true, right?
I mean, I don't know the name, but a lot of gunslingers have a reputation. Whereabouts was she?
Here, on our train at one point.
Yeah, just somebody that accosted us. You've made me happy. You've answered my question, so it's not important.
Don't elaborate, because I don't want to describe her and have you be like, oh, her?
Oh, her.
Oh, no.
You mean the shadow of death?
That's what we call her.
The unbeatable vampire?
He's like, oh, okay, all right. I won't ask for any more elaboration.
Boy, I don't think I have any other questions, especially since they're not really active in this area. We could probably just send him off.
Yeah.
Kick him out of the train.
Okay. You all step off the train. They fall out onto the tracks. No, they get set up on their hand cart. And as they start like pushing the lever up and down, the runes activate. And you can just see this like faint shimmer around the entire cart. And they give you a thanks and a wave as they start making their way back towards the border and in the direction of Fort Ghost Hollow.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
So, we hang out overnight again and start fresh in the morning. I mean, we do have a decent amount of sunlight left if we want to just go for it and then hunker down once it gets darker.
I mean, I don't know how useful I'll be if we decide to set out right now.
So, hunkering down, spending this night on the train, heading out tomorrow morning instead?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Is there any sort of like watch structure for tonight?
Yeah, since it's early in the day, I'm just going to go to sleep like now and then, you know, have them wake me up once it's getting dark and I'll keep watch.
Yeah, I'll take watch first so that I can sleep through the night.
I'm not doing one. I'm just sleeping.
You should, just sleep the whole ass time.
Yeah, and I can do the early morning one.
Yeah, Jumbo should probably rest his shoulder as well. So I think between me and Tass and Rev, we just swap stations and keep an eye out.
Yeah.
All right, so Tass keeping first watch throughout like the dark of night. Why don't you read a situation?
Okay. That's an 8.
Okay, you get one question.
What should I be on the lookout for?
In the dead of night... You've seen these various movements each night that you've kept watch, you know, just creatures and figures out moving about. Some of them seem to observe you. But you notice specifically the reflection of light from your train on something, like a scope or binoculars. Like something is hiding over a ridge a ways away that is explicitly observing you.
When you say a ridge, like pretty far away?
Not like miles, like at most 1,000 yards.
Would it be close enough for me to put a warning bullet like right in front of them?
I don't think so. I think it is outside of your effective range with your pistols. You could put a warning shot in that direction. I mean, I suppose anything's possible. I suppose I could just have you roll dice and see. But like, I think your general wisdom would tell you this is unlikely to happen.
All right. But that, like, the vibe I'm getting is that they are watching, not necessarily encroaching.
That I don't think you know. You've got somebody observing you marked, but I don't think you've been able to make out what else is going on out there.
All right. I think I need to wake everybody up just long enough to mention this, at least, to get a quick chat in. So I think I like thump the roof of the train and say, crews, light it up, just to like try to get all of the lights on and everything kind of going. I feel like something like that would have been our signal for pop up here and convene with me if there is a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, lights come on and I roll over, put my head back in the pillow, and I just yell, "Handle it, Tass!"
No!
Okay, I'll go up, but I'm bringing my blanket, my pillow with me.
Yeah, as soon as there's light, I'm not asleep anymore, unfortunately.
Cursing Tass's name. Yeah.
I'm very weakly getting out of my medical bed, but yeah, I don't think I'm going to climb the ladder to get onto the roof of the train, but I'll shout at you from below.
Yeah.
Jumbo would offer to help you up there if you want.
So gallant. Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah, Jumbo helps you and all of you convene on top of the train here.
So I just point in the direction that I saw that glimmer and say, everybody raise up a middle finger in that direction.
Okay.
Well, what's the glimmer?
Somebody's watching us, like watching us. I can't get a vibe if there's anyone else around encroaching, but somebody is definitely posted up.
I'm going to get down off the roof.
Okay.
Are you trying to like antagonize the person that might have a sniper rifle?
Yeah.
Good night.
I hate this team.
Landara would have never done this.
And then he starts thinking about it and remembering all the times that similar things happened, but Landara never explicitly admitted this. And he's like, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I'm the magnet?
I think she just never explained things to me.
What do y'all think? Do we need to go dark here and get moving in the middle of the night? Or do I just watch this guy watching me, watching him watch me?
Can you shoot him?
Not from this distance. I mean, it's possible.
Would it help if you had my rifle?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I realize you're shooting a revolver.
Do we know this is a threat?
Yeah, what if this is just a nice person making sure that no one attacks our train?
I mean, yeah, Sharpshot was trying to help us and he got shot by us.
If you shoot Sharpshot, I'm going to freak out.
Sorry, again.
Yeah. You don't have to just keep shooting people that are trying to help us from a distance.
What if they're cute? They could be cute, Tass.
It could be Ricketts again.
Ooh. He does not strike me as the have binoculars.
It might be his whiskey glass. He's just tipping it back.
It's his cauldron.
I don't know. I feel like if they meant to help us, they would, you know, come say, hi, I'm a friend.
Yeah. Did you, like when you noticed them, did you have to roll for it?
Yeah.
That seems like that would be dangerous.
Both of your noses start bleeding and you suddenly can't remember the last 15 seconds.
Watch through the, wait, do we have binoculars?
I do. I'm going to use a charge to put a scope on Rev's rifle that he's handed to me.
So Tass, looking through this scope and knowing the position of what you're looking for, you do spot a figure who is like identically pointing a scoped rifle in your direction. That is clearly what they are observing you with. And you pretty quickly recognize it as one of the folks from the town that you just rescued your captives from.
Oh, okay. I'll kind of scope in and take him in for a moment. Oh yeah, that's one of the guys from town.
Oh no.
The ambush town?
I say yep as I squeeze off a shot.
Okay, give me a shoot roll.
Okay. 11.
You fire a shot and there is just a moment that it takes the bullet to travel and then you watch that figure just drop in a slump on the ground.
He is no longer watching us.
Oh my God. That was incredible.
For how long? Like, didn't the last couple you shot just get up?
Yeah, I mean, I shot one of them through the head and he got back up. But after I shot him a couple more times, he seemed to stay down. I think there was a lot of sand.
Hey, did it look like he was holding my gun?
I scope back in at the body and see if I can recognize it.
It does look familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Look at that.
God damn it. They shot the strap off my gun.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
Do we think he was a scout or a lookout? Like, are there more of them around right now? Or was he supposed to report back?
Yeah, because we messed up their whole deal. I'm sure they're angry. Like, we took...
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Their money, maybe their food.
But we also took their leaders.
Yeah, but, like, nature abhors a vacuum.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, if we're heading over there right now to get the gun, we could either be walking into a trap, being surrounded, or we might be okay because he might have been the only one.
I think with new information and new eyes on the situation, somebody else could read a situation.
I do that. 11.
Nice.
Okay, you get 3 questions.
What is my enemy's true position?
You cast a broader gaze, and you spot additional silhouettes. You see 7 more figures in total that seem to have fanned out and are approaching the train from the same general direction, by which I mean the town you came from, but like slightly different positions on the clock relative to you. Some of them seem to be kind of crouched, slinking, moving a little bit more stealthily. A couple of them seem fairly upright and just moving, robotically is not the right word, but just like with purpose and without distraction.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
I feel like there's a kind of a couple answers to this. In terms of just like who can you put some hurt on the most easily, the ones that seem to just be like upright and making their way in your direction, they seem like they'd be the easiest targets, literally. But I think it also like it tickles in your brain that why are they doing that? Like, why would they be moving that way with that confidence if they were just going to be easy to kill? Like that there might actually be something more to those figures. So they might be vulnerable, but resilient.
Easier to hit, but harder to take down.
Yes.
Where's my best way past?
They seem to be approaching, even though they're fanned out, they all seem to be converging on like the side of the train. So if you are trying to get around them or get past them, the best way would be to like come out the opposite side of the train from them and circle to the ends. Like then you would be kind of counter flanking them and they would not be able to see you moving because there would be a train between you.
No. Tass, look over here. And I want to pull the gun to be facing the direction of these figures. Look through the scope. There's like 7 of them coming from that way. They're all spread out, but they're converging on us.
Oh, yep. There they are. Good eye.
There's some of them that are staying a bit low and some of them that are just up and walking. Are those like the ones that you said were kind of zombie-like? Is that how they were moving?
I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really see in the whatever that dust tornado was, so I just shot them when they got close enough for me to see that they weren't you guys.
Well, we're definitely outnumbered now, but they're all coming from that direction, so we could try to get around either side of the train and sneak up on them as they get here, but at least one person's going to have to stay on the train or else it'll be incorporeal and they might see us through it, so wouldn't be the best for cover or anything.
Yeah, that's true. They may not even approach if it goes all miragey. I mean, I like that. I can stay on the train and take the brunt of whatever they're going to try to get on and do and be able to shoot from cover if you all think you can sneak around and hit them from the sides with your magic-y whatever it is.
Counteroffer. I'm not super sure how well I'm going to be on a horse at this point. If you all are feeling capable, then I can stay on the train. Although that does present the issue of if they get to the train, I'm kind of a sitting duck.
We could leave Jumbo with you to guard the door.
Sure. How are you feeling about that, Jumbo?
Jumbo says, I'm fine with that. I mean, I don't think your horse likes me very much anyway, so I don't know how well he'd take to me riding him.
Oh, Virgil's just like that with everybody.
And I mean, a point, if for whatever reason they get up to the train, tell Cruz to start moving. You'll start heading back down the safe direction of the tracks. There's nothing wrong with us losing a little bit of mileage for your safety.
Do you think there's someone in charge? Like, obviously there's someone in charge, right? Like, to send this group? Like, we just encountered this group, and we kind of fucked them up. They didn't get what they want. Is there someone we can talk to so that this isn't our life, that they're not just trying to kill us for the next week as we try to make our way through here? Like, yeah, we can totally set up and defend the train, but Tass, go make somebody aware of the shit that we did compared to the shit that we could do and see if they'll leave us alone if we leave them alone kind of thing. Isn't that what you guys do with monsters?
Yeah, it just, you know, in this world so far, they seem to really want to kill us, like, real bad. So, like, the last ones we reasoned with here, I had to shoot three of them.
Yeah, but then they reasoned with you.
Yeah.
And we've already done that part. Now we're on to step two.
I think you're right, Rev. I think appealing to their self-preservation, at the very least, is a good place to start. Maybe we could get in position, and Kim, if you want to talk to them, like, via the top of the train, we could get an inkling of whether or not they're reasonable. If they know that they outnumber us, they might feel a little more emboldened to fight.
I want to run to the library car, and I want to spend a charge, because we've just said that, you know, these books now are from this world. I want to look and see, is there anything that's like the equivalent of a parlay? Like, can we yell something to get people to meet and talk with us before things get violent?
Okay. I don't think you need to spend a charge.
Okay.
I
always forget how the train cars work, so I think I just say spend a charge whenever I just want to access it.
No, like, you can just use them for, like, their general purpose. You know, it's only if you need something like...
Oh, like a thing from them that would be stocked inside,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, and a thing that, like, we couldn't have foretold. But yeah. I mean, this is not like a really specific tome or like a really niche concept or anything. I think the concept of the parlay as is exists. Like, that's a thing people are familiar with. If you called that out, they'd know what it meant.
Mm.
I think, as with the concept of the parlay and pirates, yeah, and stuff, whether they stick to it, you know, it's a question of honor among thieves,
sure,
here. Like, how long will they stick with it? Would they use it against you? But
yeah.
It's okay. Worth a shot.
Yeah, I'll run back. I didn't need the library. I realized as I was running there that this is a universal idea.
I mean, you still found it in a book.
I don't know if they'll hold to it, but it's an idea that exists in this world.
Okay. I love that option.
I'm going to scope in on one of the ones that isn't as upright and obvious and just kind of hold gaze as they're making their way in and just give my buddies a nod. All right. Try it.
Yeah, maybe I can reach out from here and see if I can tell whether or not this would be something they'd be amicable to before they get too close to actually doing any damage. Yeah, so I'm going to look at one of the ones that's not upright and walking, like, confidently and try and go weird and kind of project my voice into their mind.
Okay, this is going to be weird level 5. Are you trying to, like, talk to them from here, or are you just trying to, like, read their mind and see if this is something they do?
I'm trying to talk to them. I think A, might freak them out a little bit to know that that's the kind of power we have. Also, yeah, just taking advantage of the distance and seeing if this is a conversation that could happen.
Okay.
8.
You reach into one of their minds and establish a connection.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Who's there?
Hi, my name is Megan.
Where are you at, Megan?
Oh, I'm on the train you're sneaking up on right now.
What? No.
Yeah, we can see you. We can see all of you. You can get up. You don't have to, like, stay low and try and crawl anymore. I know that's not, like, really good for your back.
Tass, you see one of these figures gesture down and all of them, like, kind of lay on their bellies except the two that were just upright who just stop in place.
What are you doing in my head, Megan?
I was just seeing if you'd be willing to have a conversation with me. And you're kind of far away still, and I didn't want to have to wait the whole time it took you to get out here. Sorry for the intrusion, but, you know, this seems safer for both our parties.
Conversation about what?
Well, not trying to murder each other.
Well, you already done murdered a bunch of ours.
Yeah, but you tried to murder us as well. Like, I was just riding through the town, and I got a big net almost thrown on me, and a couple of my friends got big nets thrown on them. So, yeah, that happened, and it's unfortunate it had to go that way. So we're just trying to stop that.
I don't know what sort of nets you're familiar with, but ours don't tend to be lethal in and of themselves.
Yeah, that's fair. Nets aren't lethal, but the eating of hostages does tend to be pretty lethal.
Well, I mean, not if you do little bits at a time.
Eventually, though, yeah. And still, even that's not good, and something we would like to avoid. So, you saw what we could do in the town. We really don't want to have to fight you. We don't want to kill anybody else. If you try to eat us, we're gonna, though. But really, if we can just have a conversation and come to an agreement, I really think we can all leave here happier than we're approaching the situation.
Why don't you give me an influence roll? This, you're kind of dancing between the several options that influence could be. I feel like that was intimidate there at the end.
Yeah.
10.
Hell
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, we'll come up there. No, no weapons, no harm. We'll have a talk with you.
Great, we'll turn all the lights on. Do you guys want some drinks or something? Are you hungry?
I am actually quite parched, so.
Awesome. Well, go ahead and pour some drinks and get some snacks. Ready for you? Sorry, what's your name?
McClintock.
All right, we'll see you shortly. And I will cut the connection.
Tass, you can see like a little bit more gesturing as they all stand and seem to holster their various weapons and kind of like group up, like they start to move towards each other before they start to move in your direction.
Okay, they've holstered weapons. They're moving our way. What happened?
We're going to have a conversation. Basically told them we don't want to have to fight and maybe we can come to an agreement. So they're coming over. I'm going to go get some snacks ready.
All right. And I'll hand Rev's rifle back.
Can I keep the scope?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll have a Jumbo help me off the roof of the train. I'll throw on like a cute dressing gown or something so that no one's got to look at my bleeding bandage.
You all prepare
for company.
This warm reception as seven figures approach the train out of the darkness. Two of them are looming large figures. They look damaged. They do look like empty men. They seem to be moving kind of mechanically and emotionlessly. The other five look like folks. But one of them leads the way onto the train, steps up into the car with you all. The rest of them hang back for the moment outside.
Here's your drink.
He kind of eyes you up and down.
Oh, so you're the one that was in my head.
Yep. Nice to meet you in person. Did we meet earlier? Did we fight? I don't remember. I don't recognize you. There was a lot of dust everywhere.
No. Can't say we had the pleasure.
I'll hold out a drink for him.
He walks over and takes it and takes a sip as he looks around at the rest of you.
What do y'all want to talk about?
Mostly how we can resolve this with no one on either side needing to die. We're not here for you. We're just trying to pass through.
Well, you killed a bunch of our folks and took out our leader.
Just real quick, let's just skip past that part because you guys were setting up honeypots to steal people to eat them. So, like, don't high ground us on this. Let's just meet right in the middle, shall we?
Now, if we're going to be pedantic, we weren't taking them to eat them. That was on the table, but we were taking them to ransom them.
Well, yeah, and not to be pedantic, but I was fully prepared to pay the ransom until you double-crossed us and tried to kill us.
Well, y'all lied about being Iron Striders, and that did not start things off on a foot of honesty and trust.
We are very close with the Iron Striders.
We're honorary Iron Strider. They didn't say that, but like I got the vibe that that's what they meant.
All right. Look, mistakes were made on both sides of the issue, okay? That being said, we got a reputation we need to maintain. You done disrespected us in a major way.
When we encountered you before, we were just trying to get those Iron Striders out alive. A friend of ours said that they were in danger. So the damage that we caused, the death that we caused, was purely defensive, just us trying to get these people and get out. That's what we did defensively.
I just slowly turn to look at him and just give the barest little nice.
He takes a drink. You caught us by surprise. We didn't know what to expect from all of you.
Oh, you still don't.
You know what to expect from us.
I could. I can see the future. If I peer into the future, am I going to see something that I don't like about how this interaction is going to go?
I don't know. I'm not trying to say we need to kill y'all or nothing. I am saying I think we could. All I'm saying is we got a reputation to maintain. Y'all got other ideas. I'm open to them.
Our idea is to just move on. We don't care about who you are. We're not going to be spreading tales of whoever the hell you are and how you were defeated. We don't care. We don't. We genuinely don't. We're going to go about our little business and move on and never think about you again. And you can say literally anything. You can say that giant scorpion that wanders around came through and took out a bunch of you. You can say that God himself came down and smote them. We don't care.
Also, we don't plan on sticking around here after our business is done. So you could tell everyone that you killed us or whatever. Like, we won't be here to dispute it.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
This feels like, again, another teamwork social. I'm not sure.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure what social skill this is. You're not lying. So it's not a bluff deceive.
Yeah. Empathy?
And I'm honestly not trying to like intimidate them. I'm trying to let them know you don't register enough for us to worry about, you know?
Empathy, I think.
Because that's the one you're good at?
Yes. And also like, kind of seeing it from their perspective and saying, what would benefit you? What would like help you in this situation if I was in your shoes?
Is that really what we were saying?
Oh, sorry. That's what I was saying.
It went a lot of directions. Yeah. It sort of ping-ponged around and everybody put their own little stank on it.
There's a whole lot of, you're nothing. And I tried to pull it back a little bit.
Yeah, I could accept an argument for empathy. Okay. I think this can be a teamwork. All of you are negotiating towards the same end goal here.
9. 8. 7. 2.
Oh!
Okay. So it'll be a success with cost, danger, worse outcome, ugly choice, because Tass rolled a fail, whatever this complication is your fault. So I think he looks all of you up and down, but I think he lingers on Tass, and he looks at your guns.
You that big dick gunslinger been walking around, ain't you?
I would say average, but yes.
Give us something we can tote around to prove we killed you. Give me one of them purdy guns.
Can we discuss this for a moment? Is that okay? Can you just give us a moment?
He grabs the bottle that his drink was poured from.
Take your time. Just starts pouring it back.
Will you four come with me for a moment to discuss this?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll lead them to the next, like out of this cart and stop us in the middle and say, let's jump off real quick, please.
What?
Trust me.
I know what he's doing. Taz, we're trying to reason with them.
Taz, no.
I can't. This is like a soul item. I can't give them this.
Or maybe it's a soul item so you can't really lose it.
Or maybe we can spray paint a different gun gold and just give them that.
Or we could jump right off, then I jump right back on, and then we're done.
Well, until the next 20 of them come. Like, we left a whole bunch of them alive.
All right, let's spray paint a gun, I guess.
Okay. You want to create a decoy golden gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, how?
Using like gold dust and like a lacquer and just brush it onto a
different gun. So we're
going to
do that in just like a couple of minutes while they're polishing off the bottle?
No, but we could tell them like, all right, but you know, we have to finish this thing first or something. Or maybe like continue in conversation. I'll just get over to the workshop and work on it.
Okay. What if we transmute a gun?
Oh.
Like, what if we just take a regular revolver and put it in a circle and turn it to gold?
Oh my God, you can do that?
I love that.
I don't know. I know how to do it in theory. I've never done it in practice.
That's fair. Like, you know, if you put me in the room with, like, a French horn, I've never played it before, but, like, academically, I would know how one would go about playing it.
Exactly. That's how a lot of the magic that I know is. It's, I know it in theory.
Okay, yeah.
Great. I love it.
To do it. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Is there going to be an issue that he has now seen Tass's guns and we're going to be trying to present a different third golden gun?
We just hide one of his.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, like, are the rest of our guns identical to Tass's except they're not gold?
And revolver's a revolver.
Yeah,
right?
He hasn't seen it in like...
I don't know, fellas. I've never seen a gun. Like, I don't use guns, really.
Regardless, he hasn't seen it in enough detail. Like, he hasn't handled it. I don't think he'd be able to say like, oh, this isn't the right serial number. You know, like...
He's just seen the handle.
I'm going to sigh at all of this and use another inventory charge to pull a revolver out of my boot. It's my backup. It looks close enough. Just transmute it.
Okay. What weird level do we think this is?
Yeah.
This is quite unlike anything on the list.
For years now,
we've talked about just establishing
making lists for our personal selves and our abilities.
Yeah, and we should.
This is so different, though.
Yeah, we couldn't have put this on a list. We would have never
How
known
would
it
we
was going to come to this.
When Rev wanted to break the cowboy economy by turning lead to gold.
I'm making an alchemist stone here.
I feel like this is a ritual because this is so unlike anything listed for just going weird.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what you need in terms of time and resources. Time, not a lot, like 10 minutes probably to set up a small circle and cast a spell, but enough that'll probably merit somebody like keeping this guy engaged or distracted so you can.
Cool. I can do that.
Boy, it almost seems like it would be like a 6 at least, because 6 is the only thing I'm basing this off of is 5 is, you know, you can affect things with which you have a bond. And 6 is things you don't have a bond with, and I don't have a bond with him or the gun.
He has a bond with the gun.
No, him being the guy we're trying to trick.
Yeah, I'm actually inclined to knock this back to a 5, though. I feel like this seems in scope easier to me than a clean room.
That's fair. And it is way smaller.
Yeah. So I think this will be going weird at a level 5. You're going to need 10 minutes. As far as resources go, I don't think you need anything else. You've got a gun to transmute, and you know magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who is engaging with McClintock while Rev works on this?
That'll be me.
Okay. I don't think this will necessitate a role or anything. Like, you guys have done a couple influences on him. You've got a solution in mind. I think it's just your time. You know, you keep shooting the shit with him.
Yeah, I'm just heading out there being like, it's going to be a couple of minutes. Tass is very attached to those guns, so he's saying goodbye.
He is swaying a bit on his feet already, blinking slowly and heavily.
How about I get you fellas another bottle?
Just kind of smiles at you. Doesn't seem particularly concerned. Rev, go ahead and
hell,
roll.
We can just give him a regular gun at this point.
until the morning, then he might sober up and wise up. Rev, go ahead and roll your ritual.
Okay. Could this be a teamwork? Could I get help from Megan? Like, my thought is her putting images of Tass's gun into my mind and, like, helping me see the thing clearly that I can't be looking at because I've got to be looking at this.
Visualize it.
Yeah.
I accept.
Okay.
So you can both roll.
10.
Also a 10.
Hell yeah.
Yay.
All right. So after 10 minutes go by, you have successfully transmuted this average revolver into one made of gold.
Here you go, Tass. Swap it out.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'll take one of my real ones and just tuck it in a drawer or something in here in the workshop and take the other one and holster it, take a deep breath, and walk back in to the group.
We walk back in, and I've just got, like, my arm around Tass's shoulders, and I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
We're all just playing spin the bottle in here. It's fine.
they're all singing and arm in arm, swinging back and forth.
I mean, I don't even think they're going to want it. I mean, it's like, it might burn their hands or something. Like, I don't know if they're even allowed to touch it, but
okay. McClintock, like, oh, hold on, walk that back. What are you talking about, burn?
Well, I mean, they're very powerful guns. There's some holy energy coming off of them.
Ah, that'll be fine.
You're not a vampire, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, you should definitely fight a vampire with these. These would, like, smoke a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hell yeah, they've been blessed.
Yeah.
All right, there might be a new sheriff in town out here now.
Nice. And I'll take a deep breath and pull the transmuted gun out and offer it to him.
He takes it and kind of looks it over, gives it a little forward spin, backward spin, and his dexterity with a gun, despite being inebriated, is remarkable.
Tass, I know that was really hard for you. Thank you for doing that.
I will never recover from this.
Well, all right, folks. Good to do business with you. Hopefully we don't see you again, but we won't be no more trouble for you as long as you don't go telling tales out of school about what happened back there.
Deal.
Sounds good.
I never want anyone to know that this transpired, so you have my word.
Oh, wait. Have you seen this marking anywhere? And I want to show him a picture of the runes that we're looking for.
God, Megan, he's so drunk right now.
He gets like real close to it. And again, his eyes are just like half open. He's just kind of smiling. I don't think so.
Damn. All right. Well, thanks anyway.
You fellas get home safe, okay?
Oh, hey, speaking of which, what type of, person was the guy up on the ridge? Is he a werewolf or one of these empty guys? Or
his eyes tear up a little bit as you refer to him in the past tense.
He was a werewolf.
Oh, well, I just used a regular bullet. He might be all right.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm going to be honest. I figured y'all would be using silver by now.
I mean, most of the time I do, but we were totally wanting to have a conversation. So, you know, I backed it off a little.
Well, that's damn decent of you.
It is.
It was mostly just because he was pointing a rifle at us, you know.
Oh, my rifle, by the way.
Yeah.
He's got my gun. Had my gun. I think still has my gun.
Maybe by now he might be coming back around.
I mean, regardless of what state he's in, he still has your gun.
Yeah, and I might have his. I don't know if he's attached to it. I'd love to swap with him.
Keep your scope.
Yeah.
We can do a tradesies.
Perfect.
I love that.
Yeah, he steps back off the train and rejoins the rest of his squad out there. And he holds up the golden gun in, like, victory. And they all howl in excitement.
And I whisper, we could have cut you in half. We could have cut every one of you right in half.
I'm just nodding. I know, buddy. But then I'm like rubbing his shoulder like this is really hard for Taz.
There'd be so much more blood in the carpets. We already got so much blood in this carpet. Or he's going to kill us.
But you see him through the window turn and address one of these other figures who nods and gets down on all fours and turns into a werewolf and takes off in the direction of where that sniper was, lightning fast. And you lose sight of them, but then a minute later, they come running back with a rifle, like, in their teeth, like a dog with a bone. And they drop it on the ground, and they turn back, and McClintock picks up that rifle and steps back aboard and holds it out to you, Rev.
Yeah, I will take the scope off and swap him rifles.
Well, suppose might see you around.
And hey, think about the good in all this. Now you're promoted.
What's your group called?
Well, we didn't exactly have one. We've been workshopping some options, thinking maybe like Kings of the Sky Orb.
That's, you're onto something. Keep workshopping that. That's good.
It's perfect the way it is.
Thank you. We're gonna go.
We need sleep. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah. I close the door.
You hear him yell outside the train, Orbers, roll out.
Kings of the Sky Orb, unite.
I feel like they're about to all go get some really regrettable tattoos right now.
It's Orbin time.
And he gives this yell, and they all howl, and then they'll just walk at a leisurely pace into the darkness back towards their town.
And I continue my watch.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart!
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods. Being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet, you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next.